ओके ओके
माता जी, सो वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ जप ग्रुप. ऑल द डियर डिवोटीज, टुडे बिफोर वी स्टार्ट अवर सेशन, आई वुड लाइक टू रीड श्रील प्रभुपाद कोट फॉर टुडे सितंबर 14. वी हैव टू वर्क सिंसियरली एंड बिकॉज कृष्णा इज इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट, देयर विल बी नो डिफिकल्टी टू हैव द नेसेसरी फैसिलिटीज. लेटर टू सत्स्वरूप, सितंबर 14, 1969. So, welcome again all the dear devotees to Bhakti Sangha. Today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand, Chapter 3, verse number 35 and 36. So, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very, very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic of our Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I now hand over call to you. Hare Krishna.
Rama Hare. Thank you very much, dear devotees, for your kind association. Very grateful to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, especially Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to speak on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. Let's get started with Mangalacharan. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्. वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पद कमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपम साग्र जातम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावदूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. नमाम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. सो डियर डिवोटीज, we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, Chapter 3, Texts 35 and 36. Let me just make sure very quickly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 35, 36. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 35 and 36. Very beautiful interaction is happening between Sri Murari Gupta, who is an incarnation of Hanumanji, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non different from Lord Ramachandra. Text 35. गुप्त वाक्ये तुष्ट हैला वराह ईश्वर वेद प्रति क्रोध करी बलये उत्तर. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट्स बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद The revered spiritual master of our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Translation of this beautiful verse. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay is narrating, Lord Varaha was pleased with the statements of Shri Murari Gupta. Who is Lord Varaha? Raise your hand. Who is this Lord Varaha in this verse?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Varaha. Once I asked my Shiksha Gurudev, Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, head pujari of ISKCON Vrindavan, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Mandir, that Gurudev, I have got so many Shaligram Shilas, and there are different, some is Vaman Shaligram, Varaha Shaligram, Narsimha Shaligram Shila, but Radha Krishna Seva Pav Ei Abhilashi. We are aspiring for Radha Krishna Bhakti in the Nikunjas of Vrindavan. So, worshipping Shankarshan Shaligram Shila, worshipping Narayan Shaligram Shila, worshipping Anantashesh Shaligram Shila, Varahadev Shaligram Shila, Vaman Shaligram Shila, Varahadev Shaligram Shila, Narsimha Shaligram Shila. So then this is all Vaikuntha Bhav. So, should I give the Shaligram Shila to some other devotee who has that bhav and let them worship? And I should only worship Radha Shyam Sundar? What should I do? Shripad Mukundata Prabhu told me that actually, if you have the proper bhav, there is no ananata bhang nahi hoti hai. There is no breach of one-pointedness. If you have the proper bhav. I said, how is that? So he said, Parama Karuna Prabhu Duijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Saba Avatara Sarashiro Mani Kevala Ananda Kanda. He said, you are in the Gaudiya Parampara. Your Ishta Devishri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagwat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested the form of Lord Ramachandra to Murari Gupta. He manifested the form of Varahadev to Murari Gupta. He manifested his Chaturbhuj Murti to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. He manifested himself as Narsimhadev to Chankazi. So, in the Antelila to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai and all the associates in Jagannath Puri, who pulled him out of the river from the ocean in Jagannath Puri. The fisherman caught Mahaprabhu in the ocean. He manifested his form as Matsya Avatar. He became elongated like a fish. And many times it is described in Antelila of Chaitanya Charitamrita in his ecstasy. The limbs of in Mahabhav, just like Jagannath's limbs have entered into his body, the limbs of Gauranga Mahaprabhu also would enter into his body and he would appear like Kurma. So, Shrivad Mukundaprabhu told me, when you look at your Kurmadev, Shaligram Shila, you see him as Gaura Kurma. When you look at Vamanandev, Gaura Vaman. When you look at your Narsimha Shaligram Shila, Gaura Narsimha. Aparadha nahi mane tarite nipun. Gaura nama, Gaura dhama, Gaura rupa gun. Aparadha nahi mane tarite nipun. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Shila Virindana Sakur says, Gaura nam, Gaura dham, and Gaura rup. And Gaura Guna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Dham, Sri Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, Roop, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's qualities described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Aparadha nahi mane. They don't consider any aparad. And tarite nipun. And very expert in taking you back home, back to Godhead. So Srimad Mukunda Prabhu said, do you have the qualification to worship on Narsimha Shaligram Shila? Such purity is required, proper vidhi, proper shodasha upchar, different mantras, different mudras are required, personal purity. If you wear a kurta while worshipping, all this stitched kurta, it is like putting needle through the body of Lord Narsimhadev. Shastra says, to wear a stitch cloth while worshipping the deity of Krishna, it is like putting needle through the body of Krishna. Therefore, the pujaris, they wear chadar and dhoti and kopin. They don't wear stitch clothes. If by mistake you have put some oil in your hair and you go to worship the deity, it's like pouring alcohol, madira, on the body of Krishna. Yes, these are the seva aparats. You have to be very clear. Are you qualified? No. So don't worship Narasimha Dev, worship Gaur Narasimha. Don't worship Vamana Dev, worship Gaur Vamana. Don't worship Varaha Dev, worship this Gaur Varaha, who we are reading about in this verse. Gupta Vakya Tushta Haila Varaha Ishwar, Gaur Varaha Ishwar. Veda Prati Krodha Kari Balaye Uttar. Haribol. So we should always see our Gauranga Mahaprabhu everywhere. Sthavara Jangama Dekhe Na Dekhe Tar Murti. Sarvatra hai nija ishtadeva spurti. Everywhere we have to see our Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna. Pranaya vikritir ladhinir shakti rasmad. Ekatmanav abhibhuvi pura deha bhedam gatavutav. Chaitanyakyam prakatam adhuna tad dvayam chaikyam attam. Radha bhav dhuti suvalitam naomi Krishna sorupam. So here, Lord Varahadeva was pleased with the prayers of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta offered prayers. And what is the prayer? How can I offer you prayer? This is the humility of a devotee. Devotee prayer is like this. Devotee, come on, offer me prayers, Krishna says. The devotee says, oh Lord, out of humility and love, who am I? How can I offer you prayers? Brahmaji offers you prayers. Shankar Bhagavan offers you prayers. So who am I? So, and Krishna is very happy hearing these prayers that we cannot offer prayer. So he says, I am very happy with you, Murari Gupta. Displaying anger towards the Vedas, Sri Gaura Varaha spoke as follows. Veda prati krodha kari. Becoming angry at the Vedas, Balaya Uttar, Sri Gaura Varaha is going to speak. Purport. In order to deceive persons endowed with material knowledge and desirous of liberation, the Vedas manifest for them the Adnya Rudhi of words, or the conventional meaning of words according to Adnya. Adnya means those who don't have knowledge, unenlightened. Since the materialistic Mayavadis study the Vedas through the ascending process. Not this. I'm going to find you. Ascending process. What is the descending process? Tadvidhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya. Krishna, you reveal yourself. Gurudev, you. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. Diya, it is descending. Either Kripa Bindu Liya. They want to climb up and grab it. That is not our process. Our process is Evaro Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai Patita Pavana Toma. What is that? Ebaro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai patita pavana toma bine kehanai. Nobody is there patita pavana other than you, O Vaishnava Gosai. Ebaro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai patita pavana toma bine kehanai. Nobody else can have mercy on me other than you, O merciful Vaishnava. See, all of us have become devotees. All of us have come to the path of Krishna consciousness because of association of other devotees. Hena? Sri Chaitanya Prabhu did not come personally and tell us, Mridula Mataji, from today, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. No. But another Gaur Premijan, a devotee of the devotee of the devotee of the devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in our lives. Therefore, E Bara Karuna Karo, Vaishnava Gosai, O Vaishnava Gosai, O Prabhupada, this is your Karuna. But the Mayavadis are ascending process. Therefore, the Lord's anger towards the bewildering potency of the Vedas is a prime example of Jive Daya, or compassion on the living entities. Because they are ascending process, and the Vedic literatures encourage them in that way. Neti Neti, this is Vedvakya. In Vedas, it is mentioned that you can do neti neti also. You can analytically through Jnana Yoga try to find Krishna. So because it is there, this facility is there for the atheists, for the Mayavadis. This is the bewildering potency of the Vedas. So why this is so? One may question, why in the Vedas, these verses are there, where ascending process also is mentioned or it is offered as an option. Imagine if all the verses of Bhagavad Gita, all the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the verses of Ramayana, Mahabharata, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samveda, Atharvaveda, all the 108 Upanishads very clearly told, Mother Chelsea, just chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is your master. You are Krishna's eternal devotee. Wouldn't it have been simple? But there's so many different Tarko, Pratishtha, Shrutayo, Vibhinna. This scripture of various types so confusing. Why not just give directly, just one instruction? Don't confuse us. It would have been so much easier, right? It's not so. Because then you would have thought, this is too simple. There must be something else. Let me write a scripture of mine. I know better. No. Actually, it is not like that. So many different options are given in the scriptures because different people have different tendencies and different people have different requirements. Like a restaurant. There are restaurants that serve Chinese food. There are restaurants that serve Indian food, restaurants that serve Italian food, restaurants that serve American cuisine. Why? Why not only have one menu in every restaurant? No, people like variety. People want different things. And to cater to their needs, different things exist. In Bhagavad Gita, please listen carefully. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajamyam." As you approach me, I reciprocate with you accordingly. So if someone wants the ascending process, for them, it is there. Okay, then do like this. Ultimately, you will come to me only. Someone wants karma kand. Okay, then you are a workaholic, karma kand. Go, become a karma kandi. Work, work, work. Oh, you are a devotee, humble. You want to surrender. You want to simply serve without expecting anything in return. Anya bhilashita shunya. Okay, then you have uttama bhakti also. So there is something for everyone based on our proclivity, our inclinations and our desires. Somebody wants this, so Krishna reciprocates. Okay, have it. Because Krishna is a desiratory. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam. This nigama, all the Vedic literature is kalpa taror. It's a desiratory. You go to the desiratory and say, I want pure bhakti. You'll get this book. Chaitanya Bhagavatam. You'll get Chaitanya Charitamrita. You'll get Bhagavad Gita. You'll get Ramayana. You will get Srimad Bhagavatam. You say, I want to understand Dharma Shastra. You will get Mahabharata. You learn everything you need to know about Dharma. Nari Dharma, Purush Dharma, Desh Dharma, Jati Dharma, Kul Dharma. Everything you will understand. Bhishma Dev has said, 4 volumes. But if you want to meditate, you know, then you will get nice instructions of Upanishad. Who meditated on that? He who has eyes everywhere but doesn't see, no eyes. He has ears everywhere but he has no ears. He eats but doesn't have a mouth. Because doesn't have a mouth like us. Doesn't have ears like us, eardrums that become deaf in old age and you have to scream. Krishna doesn't have ears like that. So all these cryptic instructions are given in the scriptures. Also for those who are cryptic. For example, there is one verse. Prabhate dyutta prasangena madhyamne stri prasangataha ratraucha chaura prasangena kalau gachati dhimatam. Kalau gachati dhimatam. How does an intelligent person spend his or her time? So now, this is the instruction. What is the instruction? Now, process this. Prabhate dyutta prasangena. In the morning, associate with gamblers. In the morning, associate with gamblers. Revati Mataji, you are listening? These are the instructions. Morning, you go and associate with gamblers.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Madhyamne stri prasangata. In the afternoon, you should associate with ladies. Now, I don't see any men with their videos on, so I cannot pick on anybody. But imagine, a man is told, in the afternoon, you should associate with women. And at night, what about at night? Ratrauca chaura prasangena. At night, you associate with thieves. and robbers. Those who plunder the wealth of others. Kalau gachati dhimatam. Dhimatam. Those who are very intelligent. Dhi means buddhi. Very intelligent. This is how they spend their time. Morning associate with gamblers. Afternoon go and associate with women. And at night you associate with thieves. But Mahaprabhu said asat sangha tyagai vaishnava achar. Sangha tago satovritti. What happened to all those instructions to give up bad association? Now this is for the very intelligent people. Kalau gachati dhimatam. Those who have a lot of intelligence, this verse is for them. Because they will scratch their brains. What does it mean? Well, the meaning is this. That in the morning, you associate with gamblers. Means in the morning, you read Bhagavad Gita. Where the war happened as a result of the gambling game. Yudhishthir Maharaj and Duryodhan. You hear about the gamblers. So you read Bhagavad Gita in the morning. So before you go out to work, you purify your intelligence with Bhagavad Gita. It will tell you how to deal with this world. Afternoon, you come home for lunch. Now, in the olden times, people would not call DoorDash when it was lunchtime. They would go home and the whole family would sit together and they would eat. Even now, if you go, like, I am in my hometown, Akola. Even now here, in the afternoon, the shops close. Everybody goes home for lunch break, 2-3 hours. They take a nap and then they come and open the shop again. Even the coaching classes and everything, they shut down in the afternoon, lunchtime. We went to the bank, even the bank shuts. I'll be lunch break. Everybody's on lunch break. So anyway, people would go home. They would work in the farm and the afternoon they would come home. They would all sit together and eat. So what should we do? In the afternoon, associate with women. Means what? In the afternoon, you read Ramayana. Because it's all about women. Manthara, Kaikeyi. Sita, Shurpanakha, you know, all this. Everything happens because of the ladies in Ramayana. So you read Ramayana in the afternoon. Why? Because Ramayana teaches us how to have family relationships. Because Ram, Shri Ram is Maryada Purushottam. How to behave with parents, how to behave with one's wife, how to deal with one's siblings, brothers and sisters, how to deal with children. Everything Ramayana teaches us through different relationships. So afternoon when you come home, you read Ramayana so that you have good family interactions. You have good interactions with your friends and relatives. Okay. Then again, I go, I work. Morning, I read Bhagavad Gita. Afternoon, I read Ramayana. What about at night? Oh. Madhurena Samarpana. You should end with something very sweet. End with the dessert. So end your day with Chaura Prasangena. You read about the thief. And who is the thief? The butter thief. The sari thief. Gopanganam chadukula choram. Navanita choram. The stealer of butter. And stealer of the Shri Radhikaya Hridayasya choram. The stealer of the heart of Shri Radha. You read about Radha and Krishna in the night. Because the night is compared to death. At the time of death, we have to withdraw our senses from everything and just focus on Krishna and Radharani. Focus on Vrindavan. And every night when we sleep, therefore we should not take the phone in our hand. At night, the phone is forbidden. Phone should be far away. And we should not have screen time at the time of bed, going to bed. But we should chant or we should hear some Krishna Katha or some sweet Kirtan. Think about Radha and Krishna. Think about Vrindavan. Think about Hare Krishna Mahamantra and go to sleep. So at night, we should read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is what this verse is telling us. Read about Krishna who is the thief. So morning, read Bhagavad Gita to prepare your consciousness for the rest of the day. Afternoon, when you interact with family members, read Ramayana. So you'll understand how to deal, what is Maryada, what are the ways of etiquette. And at night, you read the ultimate scripture, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the Vrindavan pastimes. So these cryptic instructions are given to appeal to the intel. Now see, everybody is paying attention, excited. If somebody is just told very dryly, morning read Bhagavad Gita, afternoon read Ramayana, at night you can read Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. So it will, we are yawning. But somebody tells like this, morning associate with gamblers. What? Wait, what did you say? Did I hear it right? Afternoon, meet girls, associate with girls, and at night with thieves. Wait a minute, what is this? Let me process this, let me analyze this. The intelligent people get excited. So Vedas deal with different types of people. Those who are intelligent, they have this cryptic Upanishads. Samajhta hi nahi hai. Very difficult to understand. So like that. So here, that is the reason why in the Vedas, different subjects are described and not just pure devotion. That is because people want it like that. Actually, there is no possibility of the Lord becoming angry with the Vedas, for they are engaged in his service. The Vedas are engaged in the service of Krishna. The Vedas are devotees of Krishna. Please raise your hand and give me proof of this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What are the different types of gopis? Yes, Bhagavati Vasudha Mataji.
They became, yes, Prabhuji, they became gopis, one of the relative gopis, like...
Shrutachara gopis. Shrutachara gopis. And there is a chapter in the 10th canto, the Vedas personified offer prayers to Krishna towards the end of 10th canto. So this proves that the Vedas are devotees of Krishna. They are engaged in his service. Therefore, Sri Gaura Varaha's anger is aimed at the inauspiciousness of persons who study the Vedas from the impersonal point of view. So Mahaprabhu is not criticizing the Vedas. He's criticizing the people who are wanting such topics to be there in the Vedas. Not the Vedas. Vedas are not being criticized. Otherwise, it will be Namaprad. Shruti Shastra Nindanam. This is a Nam. It's an offense against the holy name to blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance to the Vedic version. Mahaprabhu will never do that. Mahaprabhu is Prem Swarup. There is no question of aparad. So the Vedas are not being criticized, but the tendency of people to study the Vedas in an impersonal point of view, like Prakashananda Saraswati did in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that tendency is criticized here. Text 36. Hastapada mukha mora nahika lochan. Yeah, let's mute everybody. I cannot. I'm not the co-host. Yeah, please. Hastapada mukha mora nahi kalpan. Ei mata vede more kare vidamban. No problem. Hare Krishna. Next verse, verse 36. The Vedas mock me. Mahaprabhu is saying, the Vedas mock me by accusing me of having no hands, no legs, no mouth, and no eyes.
Sorry, Prabhu, I will be muting everyone. Please forgive me.
Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. No problem, Adari. Hare Krishna. So here, Mahaprabhu is saying, please listen carefully now. The Vedas mock me by accusing me of having no hands, no legs, no mouth, or no eyes. The Vedas make fun of me, Mahaprabhu is saying. Because there are some sections where it is said that Krishna does not have hands, that the Lord, Supreme Lord does not have eyes, he does not have a mouth, he's just a Brahma Jyoti, power. At least it is interpreted like that. But actually the meaning is, he does not have material eyes like us. He does not have material mouth like us that need to be brushed and flossed and mouthwashed. Mahaprabhu's Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundam Eva Shrayamne. Even the bathing water of Srimati Radharani is Ati Surabha. It's too much fragrant. So this is Radha and Krishna. So anyway, the Vedas are misunderstood as saying that the Lord has no form. In Shridham Navadvip, ISKCON has a Jagannath temple. Anybody knows what are those deities called? Raise your hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, Parima Mataji?
Rajpur Jagannath.
Yes. Janeshwar Gaurangpur also, I'm sure, has the same answer. Rajapur Jagannath. They are very magical deities of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So there is the head pujari of that temple. His name is His grace, Amal Bhakta Prabhu. Amal Bhakta Prabhu, very, very advanced, very great Vaishnava. And day and night, he's absorbed in service to Lord Jagannath. Has tremendous faith in the holy name. I cannot reveal how much Naam Bhajan, how many rounds he chants every day. It will not be proper etiquette. But he is a very, very advanced Vaishnava. Very renounced. He has complete faith in the holy abode of Jagannath Puri. And he has a lot of love for Lord Jagannath. So one day, a true story I'm telling you, one day a devotee went to him and was talking to him. And he gave some Tulsi Manjaris. So Shripad, Amal Bhakta Prabhu said, I will offer them at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. So his devotee said, but Jagannath has no feet. Oh, Shripad Amal Bhakta Prabhu got so upset. He said, what? Jagannath has no feet? You're telling me Jagannath has no feet? Every day I worship his feet. Every day I have darshan of his feet. How can you say like this? You have feet and Jagannath cannot have feet? So you have something that God doesn't have? So he chastised. He said, no. Jagannath has feet, but you need the eyes of love to see them. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santah sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saw Jagannath as sham sundar. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should have the eyes. We don't have the eyes. Once Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj was asked a question. Maharaj, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtani Sadahari. This verse is there. Everybody has heard this verse? Yes. So Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj asked this question. So in this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena will come first and then Kirtani Sadahari? Or we have to do Kirtani Sadahari and then we will become Trinadapi Sunichena? Understood? The devotee asked that, according to this verse, I want to understand, is it that first I have to become humble like a blade of grass, then I will be able to chant the name constantly? Or is it that first I have to chant the name constantly and as a result of that, I will become humble and tolerant? You want to hear Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj's reply? What a fool, Baba! What a fool! He told the devotee, what a dull head! You've got dull head! Practice, Baba, practice. First you practice, then ask question. He said, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj said, how can you become Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, and Amanina Manadena without chanting? He said, how is it possible? Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. The heart becomes cleansed by chanting. And you are asking, will I become humble? Humble first and then chant. No, you first chant. Practice chanting. Practice humility. It will come. First you have to chant. It all begins with Shravanam Kirtanam, chanting. Then the good qualities will manifest. So like that. The impersonalists are unable to understand the eternal form of the Supreme Lord. And they accuse the Lord on the basis of the Vedas as having material hands, material legs, material mouth, etc. Thus, they consider that the Supreme has neither form nor pastimes. But if one accepts Vidvad Rudhi, the conventional meaning of words according to enlightened persons for understanding the meaning of a word, then it is clearly understood that the Supreme Lord possesses not mundane hands, but spiritual hands, spiritual legs, spiritual mouth, spiritual eyes, rather than material hands, material legs, material mouth, and material eyes. That is the meaning. This is confirmed in the Vedas, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.19 as follows. Apani pado javano grahita pashyat achakshushu sashrunot akaranaha. So see the contradictions. Although the Supreme Lord has no hands and legs, apani and apado. Pani means hands, pado means feet. He doesn't have hands, he doesn't have feet. But still, he accepts all sacrificial offerings. He has no hands and legs, but you offer him and he will take. Javano, grahita, he accepts. Okay? What is the other contradiction? Although he has no eyes, he sees. He is a chakshuru. He has no eyes, a chakshuru, but pascha. He still sees, even though he has no eyes. And although he has no ears, he is a karana. He has no ears, sa shrunot, but still he hears every prayer. Every prayer that we offer, we may not even utter the prayer. We may offer the prayer in the heart, but Krishna will accept. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that when Shivananda Sen was very, very funny and sweet pastime, Shivananda Sen used to organize the whole party from Navadvip to come to Jagannath Puri Dham. More than 200, 300 devotees every year, he would pay the expenses for their lodging, their food, their toll that they had to pay when they passed through different small, small kingdoms. Everything Shivananda Sen would do. He would plan the whole yatra single-handedly. He would do it. Now at a one particular toll booth, they were caught and delayed. And the toll person, the toll collector, he delayed Shivananda Sen. And the devotees, as a result, had to stay under different trees and wait for Shivananda Sen to pay the toll, get clearance, and then come and then arrange their lunch. Well, it was lunchtime. And everybody patiently waited except Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was, where is the Shivananda? Where is Shiva? Where is Shiva? Call him. I'm hungry. I'm so hungry, I might die. Nityananda Prabhu is saying in his Avadhut mood, I might die. He does 72 hours kirtan non-stop with no food and water and nothing happens. And now he's saying, he just had breakfast. He's saying, if I don't get lunch, I will die. Where is Shiva? Call him. He gets angry. And Shivananda Sen, he pays the toll, settles everything, and then comes running to the devotees to arrange for their lunch. He knows it's late. And all the devotees say, Nita is calling you. Nityananda Prabhu is calling you. Oh, Gosai is calling me. Shivananda Sen becomes very happy. Starts running towards Nityananda Prabhu, who is standing under a tree. And he's seeing the beautiful form of Nityananda Prabhu. That same form that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had darshan in his dream. That form of Nityananda Prabhu standing in his beautiful blue dhoti. His beautiful tall form. His very, very fair complexion and effulgent like a spring cloud. Nityananda Prabhu. He's got lotus eyes. He's got pinkish lips. So beautiful. He's standing with multiple garlands of flowers. And Shivananda Sen looks at the lotus feet of Nityananda. They are so soft and pinkish and decorated with all auspicious signs. And Shivananda Sen is saying, oh, I wish I could hold the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu to my heart. I wish Nityananda Prabhu places his feet on my heart. In his mind, as he's approaching Nitai, Shivananda Sen is saying like this. And Nityananda Prabhu is Antaryami. He's in everyone's heart. Ishwara Sarabhutanam Ridesh Arjuna Tishtati. He's hearing every prayer that we offer, even in the heart, what we offer, he hears it. So Nityananda Prabhu hears this prayer and he says, oh, there are 300 devotees watching. If I give my lotus feet, place my lotus feet on the heart of Shivananda Sen, everybody will think, oh, even we want, even we want, even we want. So then we will be here only, whole day. So Nityananda Prabhu says, okay, let me fulfill his desire. At the same time, nobody should become envious of Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen comes, Nitai says, where is the prasad? Oh, Nitai, I will arrange, I will arrange. He kicks Nityananda kicks Shivananda Sen on the chest, fulfilling the inner desire, which nobody knew. At the same time, performing this pastime of punishment. That, why are you late? Come on, give it. Like that. So the point is that Krishna even hears the prayers that we do not verbalize. Just in the heart, if we think, oh, I wish I could make a beautiful garland for Radha Madan Mohan and offer them. Bas, Krishna accepted it. Just because we thought about it. Krishna is so kind. Although Supreme Lord has no hands and legs, he nonetheless accepts all the sacrificial offerings. Although he has no eyes, he sees everything. And although he has no ears, he hears everything. In order to exhibit compassion on those who cannot understand the actual purpose of the Vedas and who are bewildered as a result, Shri Gaurahari did not respect such persons' understanding of the Vedas. The Karmakandi understanding, the Mayavadi understanding, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not appreciate. So he is denouncing that mentality of fruitive action or the mentality of Mayavad, impersonalism, where we do not respect the personal form of Krishna. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not criticizing the Vedas. he is criticizing the tendency of people who want to misinterpret the Vedas. And that verse from Shvetarsa Upanishad was explained, the correct understanding and the incorrect understanding. So with this, I will stop here. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. So we'll leave some time for question answers. So if there are any question answers, you can please raise your
hand. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very, very beautiful class. And you make us understand what we should do by you told about the morning thing. Morning you go to gamblers like that. So we should always read in the morning Bhagavad Gita, and in afternoon we should sit down with our family members and read Ramayana or discuss something about any character of Ramayana. So our kids also can learn everything and they know a little bit about that too. And at night, our Krishna's pastime, Radha Krishna's pastime and everything, we have to talk and then do kirtan and then we can sleep, because we don't know what will happen in our sleep, right? So it's very, very nice, Prabhuji, you explain everything. And you also explain about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He does not criticize the Vedas, whatever they are, karma kandi people they are doing. But they just from Mahaprabhu, Lord Mahaprabhu is criticized about whatever material people, they always want something from that, and they do that. If I do this, I will, you give me this, like that business. So this is not good. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu criticized that materialist people or atheist people. So it's very, very nice to understand all the things, Prabhuji. Really, really, your class is so inspiration and all the time giving so many lessons and everything. So it's very, very nice, Prabhuji. And if you have time, Prabhuji, can I tell the devotees who have a question?
Yes, yes, Father. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Okay, dear devotees, if you have any question or realization, you can go ahead, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question about Murari Gupta. Hanuman, he was a brahmachari. And as per what I read in Ramayana, that he is... He has been given a benediction that he's not going to die. So how Murari Gupta can be an incarnation of Lord Hanuman? It seems like, you know, two different moods.
No. This is very beautiful. It's the same mood. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes, he's a Supreme Lord. And because he's Sarva Avatara Sara Shiromani, all these incarnations are within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Ram is within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Narasimha Dev is within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, in our verse that we discussed, morning reading Bhagavad Gita, we can remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Ramananda Rai, instructing Raghunath Das Goswami, instructing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Because these are also same instructions. We can read Raya Ramananda Samvad, like Bhagavad Gita, because Raya Ramananda is Arjun and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Afternoon, Ramayana, we can just read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. For Murari Gupta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Ram. As Gaura Ram, he embraced those eight trees through which he had shot arrows and sent those trees back to Godhead. He appeared to that South Indian Brahman who was a Ram Bhakta, who was refusing to eat because Sita Devi had been touched by Ravan. And from Kurma Puran, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced evidence that Ravan never touched Sita. What to speak of touch Sita? He did not even see the real Sita ever, gave Praman. So that is Mahaprabhu in the form of Ram. And the Brahman says that you are Sakshat Ramchandra in Chaitanya Charita, we mentioned. So in this way, to meditate on Ram, Maryada Purushottam Ram, we can meditate on our Prem Purushottam Gaurahari. And at night time, just like Sri Krishna stole, we can also think of Mahaprabhu as Nimai doing his naughty antics in Navadvip, including stealing, including jumping in front of young girls who are doing Durga Puja, that marry me, will you marry me? And then stealing their offerings meant for Lord Shiva and eating them, and entering into Ganga and spitting Ganga water on different devotees and saying that I am the master of Ganga. So we can meditate on all these naughty pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night. So to answer your question, Divya Mataji, that there is no difference. Murari Gupta is Hanuman and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ram. Hanumanji is Naishthit Brahmachari because he is Jitendriya. But when Krishna says that I want you to appear as a Grahastha, Gauranga Mahaprabhu says you become a Grahastha, then Hanumanji is teaching us that one should not be attached to these external things. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, not Samsiddhir Brahmacharyam. We don't please Krishna by doing Brahmacharya or Tapasya or sacrifice or Dan, charity. We please Krishna by doing what Krishna wants. We please Krishna by offering our love to Krishna. Bhaktya tushyati kevalam, nacha gunai, bhakti priya madhava. Krishna is not pleased by qualities. Krishna is pleased by our devotion and love. That's what he wants. And if Krishna expresses a desire that in this incarnation, Murari, in this incarnation, Hanuman, I would really like you to be a grihastha. Have a wife, have children, be a physician, have a job, and teach the world grihastha ashram. Then Hanumanji becomes Murari Gupta householder. And even today, the descendants of Murari Gupta are there in Navadvip. The house of Murari Gupta is still there. And his family lineage, his blood lineage is still there living in that house. Great devotees. So if Krishna wants, whatever Krishna wants, nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, samate. Can there be a bigger Naishtik Brahmachari, bigger Bala Brahmachari than Shripad Narad Muni? And look at Narad Muni. He has children and wife, Malini Devi, and he's a Grihastha. He has been cursed never to stay in one place for more than a muhurta, more than 48 minutes. And he has Srivas Angan, where eternally the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are going on. His Nirtya Leela, his Nam Sankirtan all night. What happened to the curse? So this is the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the devotees, they do whatever Mahaprabhu wants, and no curse, nothing operates in Gaur Leela. It's not effective in Gaur Leela. So there is nothing bewildering about Hanumanji being a grihastha. Grihe tako, vane tako, sada hari bole tako. These are external things. Remember in Jayavadhanam, what did we study? Grihastha, brahmacharya, vanapras, sannyas. These are ashrams. They come under varna ashram, varna ashram system. And what is bhakti? It is paramartha. It is beyond varna ashram. Bhakti is a different realm. So Hanumanji, Murari Gupta are operating on the platform of devotion. How can we judge them by superimposing varna ashram, which is lower than the Prem Marg? So this distinction we have to understand. And as far as death is concerned, this is not death. Murari Gupta didn't die. This is, he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when they are still living in sound. They are still living through his literature, Chaitanya Charit Mahakavya, so many things. And as far as leaving the body is concerned, that is just a leela. Krishna also left his body that Arjun cremated. Is there in Mahabharata? It's a leela. It's not real. Krishna doesn't have a material body. So Murari Gupta doesn't have a material body that died. No, he's an eternal associate. Came in a spiritual body in Gaur Leela. And when Mahaprabhu wanted, he went back to the spiritual world, like all the other associates. So there is nothing wrong in this. Do you still find anything confusing, Mataji? Difference, mood? Divya Mataji?
No, Babaji. I understood now.
Yeah, the Siddhanta is whatever Krishna wants. Krishna wants me to be a grihastha, I'll be grihastha. Krishna wants me to be sannyasi, I'll be sannyasi. Whatever Krishna wants. That is the Siddhanta. That is what Murari Gupta is teaching us. Don't be attached to external.
But who is original? Lord Hanuman or Murari Gupta?
Let me ask you a question, Divya Mataji. Who is original? Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Both are original. Both are original. They created time. They are the creators of time. So we cannot say who came first. All right? They are both original, eternally. That is the meaning of that verse. Radha Krishna, Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad, Ekat Mana Abhibhui Pura, Deha Bhedam Gatavto, Chaitanyakram Prakatam Aduna, Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam, Radha Bhav Dhyusulitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So, Radha is Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Aladini Shakti Rasmad. And they are ek. Ekat Manav Api Bhui Pura. They are Radha Krishna are one, Ekatmano, they are one, Apibhuipura. Since time immemorial, they are always eternally one. Means Mahaprabhu is one. If you say Radha Krishna are actually one, not two, that means we are saying, in other words, Mahaprabhu is one. Mahaprabhu is eternal. Mahaprabhu is original. And then Deha Bhedam Gatavato. And that one personality has appeared as two, as Radha and Krishna. Deha Bhedam. Deha Bhedam. The body has one body has divided into two, Radha and Krishna. Right side Krishna, left side Radha. Deha Bhedam Gatavato. Achha. So they are two, Radha and Krishna are two. Oh, no, wait. But Chaitanya Akhyam, Prakatam Adhuna, Abhi Prakatu hai. Adhuna means now. Chaitanya Akhyam is called Chaitanya. Prakatam Adhuna. Tad Dvayam Cha Ekyam Aptam. That two have again become one. This is so bewildering. Radha Bhav Dhu Suvilitam, Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the mood of Radharani, the complexion of Radharani, and his Krishna Swarup. He is Krishna. Radha Bhav, Radha Dyuti, Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarup. So Mahaprabhu is original. But if Mahaprabhu is original and he is Radha and Krishna combined, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Okay, then he is Radha and Krishna. So that means Radha and Krishna came first. But Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladhini Shatrasmat Ekatmanav. But Radha and Krishna are one. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is bewildering. It is bewildering because both are original. Simultaneously, both eternally. Jaiva Dharma explains this. Jaiva Dharma specifically, a chapter deals with Gaur Tattva and Krishna Tattva and explains how both Tattvas are eternal. Simultaneously, there is Navadvip Dham, Nitya Navadvip, and there is Nitya Golok Dham. And simultaneously, both forms eternally exist. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is original, and Krishna and Radharani are also original. Similarly, Hanumanji is original, and Murari Gupta is also original. And this is simultaneously. Both are original. Equally original. Theek hai? Divya Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So, Janeshwar Gauranga Prabhu, and then we'll take Darshini Mataji. Because Darshini Mataji will have reflections and question also. So, we'll take Janeshwar Gauranga.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please thank accept my obeisances. Thank you for this wonderful class. Prabhu, we know that in Gora Lila, Gora Naam, there is no aparad, you know. When you take Gora Naam, Gor Nitai, there is no aparad. But when you chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, offenses are considered. So if somebody chants just Nitai Gorang all day long, as opposed to a Maha Mantra, then would that be okay or not?
It's not okay. Why? Because then this becomes ascending process. Now you are speculating that all right, there is no aparad. So let me chant Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai. This is mental speculation. No? This is we are ascending. I figured it out. Let's chant Gauranam. No aparad. Prabhupada did not think of that. Saraswati Thakur could not think of that. Gaur Kishore Dasaji Maharaj could not think, but I thought of it. This is ascending process.
Okay.
And it's always wrong.
Okay.
It's always wrong. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada explains this. This question that you asked, I know you are a very wonderful devotee, but this question was asked to Srila Prabhupada. It's there in Prabhupada memories.
Okay.
A devotee asked Prabhupada that Prabhupada, no offenses in Gauranam, but 10 offenses in Krishnanam. Why should we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? There are 10 offenses. Let me just chant Gaura, 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 Gaura. But Mahaprabhu also sometimes gets angry. Chota Haridas, Kala Krishna Das. You know what, Prabhupada? Let me just chant your name. I know you are very merciful. I'll just say Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. If I do that, Prabhupada, will I get Krishna? Prabhupada asked this question. You want to hear what is the reply?
Yes, 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 Prabhupada.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Srila Prabhupada said, love means to obey. Yes. Chanting Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Gaur, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai is ultimate. It can award all perfection. What you said is correct. It will award all perfection. There is no offense. We can chant Gauranam, Nitainam, and we can get to Golok Vrindavan. We can get to Nitya Navadvip. There is no doubt about it. Because Krishna Prem Pradayate. He is giving Krishna Prem. And if you have Krishna Prem, you go to Krishna. But we don't do that. Because Prabhupada said, love means obedience. By chanting Gauranam, we can get Krishna, no doubt. But we will not only chant Gauranam. Why? Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amara agyay guru haiya taradesh. Mahaprabhu has said, Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shiksha. Mahaprabhu has said that chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam. He didn't say Gauranam, Gauranam, Gauranam eva kevalam. Mahaprabhu repeated Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya says, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam eva kevalam. Mahaprabhu says, if you love me, chant Krishna Nam. So because Mahaprabhu, because Nityananda Prabhu has told us, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's what we will chant. That is the only explanation. Love means we do what the object of our love wants us to do. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu wants us to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In Chaitanya Bhagavad, it will come. Twice Mahaprabhu has mentioned the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and told everyone to chant this. Shola Naam Bhakti Sakshar. This Naam, Mahaprabhu. Yes. Mahaprabhu says. So therefore, we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why? In obedience to Mahaprabhu. But there are offenses. And then we have to grow up and avoid the offenses. That is sadhana. Not that because there is no offense, I will... ऐसे कोई कहेगा ना कि घर में गाड़ी चलाने में कोई ऑफेंस नहीं है, कोई ट्रैफिक रूल्स नहीं, मैं मेरे ड्राइववे में कैसे भी चलाऊंगा. बट दैट इज वी ओनली ड्राइव इन द ड्राइववे. बेटर वी लर्न ट्रैफिक रूल्स एंड वी स्टार्ट वी लर्न हाउ टू ड्राइव ऑन द रोड. सो वी शुड चैंट हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र एंड अवॉइड द ऑफेंसेस. दैट विल प्लीज महाप्रभु. दैट विल प्लीज महाप्रभु. अपराध शून्य हैले लह कृष्ण नाम. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran, Nadiya Godrumme Nityananda Mahajan. Nityananda has told us this. Aparadha Shunya Hile Loho Krishna Nam. Give up aparad and chant Krishna Nam. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Nadiya Godrumme Bole Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram is telling us this. So, therefore, because Gauranida want us to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra for their pleasure, we will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Will Gauranida be happy if we chant Gauranida? Gauranida. They don't want to hear their name. They want to hear Radhayam Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Is that okay?
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Please bestow your blessings upon me, Prabhu, so I can chant nicely. Thank you so much.
You are much more advanced than me. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Darshini Mataji? You have how many reflections and how many questions? Darshan Mata is not giving Darshan only today.
Prabhuji, I'm wearing another device with Gaurnitai background. Yeah.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, then with pronouns. Prabhuji, I have two questions and I think...
Your internet is very weak, Mataji. You're breaking up and slowing down. Can come in better range. That's good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is Mataji there now? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Darshini Mataji, I think she's unable to unmute me. Prabhuji, I gave her chance to unmute. Okay.
Okay, once. Darshini Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Prabhuji, am I audible now?
Now better, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Then with pronouns, Shreshala Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I have two questions and I think I'll count it as two reflections. Prabhuji, my first question is a follow-up of the previous question itself about chanting Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu's name. Like, even though we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is it okay to think about Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Ram Prabhu, like, you know, Hari as, you know, Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Gaura Hari and Ram as Nityananda Ram, or Hare Krishna as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit? Like, is it right to think like that to to ask Mahaprabhu to engage us in his service?
Yes, Shripada Ayanda Prabhu would do like that. Shripada Ayanda Prabhu would do like that. So that is a very beautiful bhav. I personally chant with the bhav that Srila Prabhupada gave, that Hare is Radhe, Krishna is Krishna, and Ram is Raman. So Hare Krishna, Hare Ram means Radhe Krishna, Radha Raman. And this is the interpretation given by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all of them are there. These explanations of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra are there. You can just look on KK songs. And also Gopal Guru Goswami, even Jiva Goswami. They have all interpreted the Mahamantra as Radha and Krishna, Yugal Mantra. Hare is Radhe and Krishna Rama are names of Krishna. So there are many interpretations. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that Ram can also mean Balram. Ram can also mean Dasharathi Ram. Ram can also mean Parashuram. All are possible. Namna Makari Bahuda Anija Sarvashakti. There are so many names and so many interpretations. But yes, in Bhagavatam, Parashuram is called Ram. Balram is called Ram. And Krishna is also called Ram. There are many verses where Krishna is addressed as Ram also. Bilvamangal Thakur in Krishna Karanamrit does that. He calls Krishna as Ram. Because Ram is a name in Chaitanya Charitamrit also. Krishna is called as Ram. One who is the giver of spiritual bliss. That is the meaning of Ram and it's the name of Krishna. So you can chant in that mood also. I personally prefer to chant in the mood given by Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Chakravarti Pad, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. But this mood also is very sweet. Thinking of Gaur Nitai. I personally like to think of Gaur Nitai when I chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I like to think of Radha and Krishna because that is what will please Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu hears like that. So Radharani will like to hear the Krishna Naam and the Ram Naam. And Krishna will like to hear Radha Naam, Hare. So that is the mood that I chant in. But this mood is also very good. There are different acharyas, different moods, and we respect all of them. So yes, that is good. And Shivada Ayanda Prabhu endorses that mood. What is the second question, Mataji? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Prabhuji, the second question is, since you were mentioning about, the form of Krishna, like sometimes when someone elder is asking us regarding this, like if they are not devotees, but we somehow try and convince them by giving some evidences from Srila Prabhupada's books. But beyond a certain limit, we are not able to communicate it properly because of the age gap. And also what kind of books or, you know, what kind of things we can recommend them to if they are still open to learning?
It's not by reading books that one can get Shraddha. In Jaiva Dharma, we have seen that. One cannot get Shraddha, Tatviki Shraddha by reading books. And to preach to such people also is an Namaparad. Ashraddha Dhane Vimukhe. These are Ashraddha Dhana people and they are Vimukh. They are Bhagavad Vimukh. So these people have to be somehow engaged in some Nitya Sukrati. If they can be given some Prasad. Prabhupada said just give them Mahaprasad. If they can be given Prasad or somehow through entertainment, if they are made to hear some Harinam, you can say that, oh my God, have you heard of this American man? He created 500 unique melodies of singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. His name is Shripad Ayanda Prabhu. You want to hear? And let them hear some Shuddha Naam. Like Ayanda Prabhu would say, double negatives. You ain't chanting no Shuddha Naam. You ain't giving no Bhakti Shakti. He's a New Yorker. He's a Brajvasi. The only Brajvasi New Yorker. Shripad Ayanda Prabhu would say, you can take a New Yorker out of New York. You cannot take New York out of a New Yorker. So staying in Vrindavan, you're talking double negatives. you ain't giving no Bhakti Shakti. So like that. So let them hear Ayanda Prabhu's Kirtan. Very powerful. When I heard, many times I hear Kirtan. And then when the Kirtan stops, it goes away. But when one hears Ayanda Prabhu's Kirtan, even when you stop and you get on with your work, that Kirtan keeps ringing in your mind. I have personally experienced this. Keeps ringing in your mind. Doesn't leave you. Very powerful. Shripad Ayanda Prabhu's Kirtans. Let them hear. They will get Adhyatmik Sukrati. Let them come for fun in Jagannath Rath Yatra. Something like that. Somehow let them get some Nitya Sukrati. Then when they get little Nitya Sukrati, then they will develop faith in Sadhu Sangha. Because reading Prabhupada's books is Sadhu Sangha. You're associating with Prabhupada, but they have no faith. They will simply find faults and criticize the book. If such faithless people you give. I know one such person, Pakka Smartha Brahman, considers himself Lord Brahma. I am Brahman, this Brahma, so pure family, very pure. And he was finding faults with Srila Prabhupada because of Srila Prabhupada's language. He said, how can a sadhu use words like rascal? He was telling me. How can? How can you have some Westerner sing Govinda Madhi Purusham prayers? This is a Vasanta Tilak meter, Sanskrit. This is Brahma Samhita. Venum Kwanantam Aravinda Dalayata. It has to be pronounced properly, chanted in the proper meter. You know, you don't have any faith. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swalpa Punya Vartam Rajan Vishwaso Na Eva Jayate. You will never have Vishwas, never have Shraddha because you don't have Nitya Sukrati. Even today he is like that only. And believe me, this so-called Brahman eats meat and smokes cigarettes now. So much for committing Vaishnavaprad. He is very proud of his Brahminical birth and Brahminical family, but smoking cigarettes now and eating meat. And says, Prabhupada is using rascal word. He's for you only. Prabhupada is using words like rascal to wake you up. And Jamuna Mataji, such a pure devotee of Krishna, left everything, living in the 100-degree sweltering heat of Vrindavan, giving up all the luxuries. Have you done that? And he himself is working hard for green card. She left citizenship and came to India to serve in Vrindavan, where there was no facilities. But they find faults with Jamuna Mataji, with Prabhupada. So these fault finders, if you give them books, Darshini Mataji, they will commit more aprad. And it will be the cause of their further downfall. Therefore, it is a namaprad, to preach to the faithless. Ashradadhane vimukhe. You should not preach to them. Such people, let them somehow get them to do some nitya sukrati unknowingly. Agyat sukrati. When they have some sukrati bal, then they will get shraddha and then they will read books. Okay, I will. Is that okay, Mataji? You can share your reflections now.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. I was also remembering Hladini Mataji's example also. Hladini Shakti Mataji's example. She had literally left everything just to serve the lotus feet of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So I was just remembering her example also.
Yeah,
like when you were telling that morning we should, associate with people who are gambling, or morning we should gamble. I was also
Chanakya Pandit was saying like that. That is verse by Chanakya Pandit. I would say read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the morning, read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the afternoon, and read Chaitanya Charitamrita at night. That is my opinion. Please go ahead, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. So I was thinking it can also mean like gambling means putting everything that you have into stake for getting higher returns, right? So we can put all the time we have in the morning into Krishna Bhakti for getting more returns of prem. So I was thinking it in this way.
Yeah.
And night when you were telling that we should associate with thieves. So it can also mean that, you know, we can associate with the Mahaprabhu because Krishna stole the complexion of Radharani and came as Mahaprabhu. So that stealing can also refer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So, and, you know, when you were mentioning that Krishna accepts everything without hands, but still without hands and without mouth and all, but still he accepts everything. So I was remembering the Giriraj Govardhan pastime where, you know, Krishna secretly accepted everything. So, and also like, you know, because you were mentioning about Deity Darshan, remembering...
One correction, Darshanadri. In Giriraj Dharan Leela, when Krishna accepted the offerings as Giriraj, he manifested a beautiful form of Giriraj, where he had hands, he had mouth, he had lotus eyes. And with his, by extending his hands, he accepted everything and ate everything. So it was not formless, but it was Krishna manifested a form of Giriraj. In Vrindavan, they call him Giriraj Baba. They consider Giriraj their father. Giriraj Baba. It was Krishna only, their son. Son became father. Giriraj Baba. But he manifested a beautiful form. Krishna manifested a form. Okay, continue.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And I was remembering a small story that Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj was telling regarding Deity Darshan. That, once there was a person who was, you know, farming, like he was a farmer, so he came and gave a dozen of bananas to the in the temple to offer it to Krishna, and the pujari also offered it to Krishna.
Gopalju. to offer to Gopalji?
I'm not sure. Like, this was narrated by Gaur Govinda Maharaj as a story. So
yeah, yeah. It is about his own deity, Gopalji.
Okay. So
but
the pujari offered the bananas to the deity. And after 1 week, the person came back. The person who offered those bananas came back. And he saw that the deity had some mucus coming down. So after a lot of thinking, he asked the pujari, did you offer the bananas that I gave you? And the pujari said, yes, I offered. He asked, when did you offer and how many did you offer? He said, I offered all the 12 on the same day that you gave. And that person scolded the pujari, telling, you know, how can you give all the 12 bananas on the same day to Gopal? Like, you know, see, Gopal has eaten everything on the same day and Gopal has caught cold now. You should have given two to every day and you should have given with little honey. Now, because of you, Gopal has got caught cold now. So Maharaj was telling that until and unless we develop the vision to see the deity in this way, we are not having darshan of the deities properly. So I was remembering this one pastime.
Yes, very beautiful pastime. Ever since I heard this pastime, there is a shortage of honey in our house. Because every banana gets drenched with honey and gets offered. So thank you, Mataji. Darshan Mataji, your comments are always, reflections are very sweet, and I look forward to them. Thank you for attentively hearing.
Prabhuji, I look forward to your association always.
Nothing, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Vinita Gandharika Mataji, you have.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, our glorious Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I have one private question here in the chat. I think Mataji also raised her hand. She was only asking, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, when we are preaching, one who is in new devotee, he wants to chant in mind, do not want to chant on the beats. How can I convince him?
See, most important thing is, I have said this several times, I'm saying it again. We should think about what is our dharma. We should not think about what is the dharma of others. If someone is a devotee and is wanting to do Upamshu Jap or Manasik Jap, that is between them and their Shiksha Guru or their Diksha Guru. It is between them and their superiors. We should not try to convince. And this is what happens, where people, they try to preach when the preaching is not welcome. And they try to preach about details. Now, whether somebody is chanting Vachik or Upamshu, it's a detail. It's a personal preference. And when we try to preach in such situations, we turn devotees away. So many devotees have been turned away because they got a lecture about not eating chocolates. That's a small detail. So much can be said about that. It's such a small detail. We have to worry about more things. Important things like waking up in the morning, chanting 16 rounds in Brahma Murta, chanting Mangalacharan prayer, doing deity worship. That is more important than whether we are eating a little chocolate once in a while or not. But sometimes people, they latch on to these things and preach, and then it just drives the devotees away. They feel that we are just a fanatic cult. Hare Krishna. So therefore, we should not be like, we should be conservative with ourselves and liberal with others. Remember this mantra. Be conservative with yourself, liberal with others. Somebody is chanting the way they are chanting, let them chant. At least they are chanting. Their Shiksha Guru will tell them what is good for them. We should appreciate, you are chanting Hari Bol. So proud of you. Please continue. That is better than going and saying, chanting, I cannot hear you loudly. Come on, loudly. No, not like that. Let them chant. Encourage them. Encourage devotees. Don't discourage them. When they ask for feedback, Prabhuji, I am chanting, par man nahi lag raha, concentration nahi lagta, mera quality achha nahi hai. One devotee reports the quality of japa. That devotee writes, out of 0 to 10, 0.3, 0.5, 0.9, 0.7. So if somebody says ki quality is not good, please, can you give some tips on improving the quality of japa? Then give feedback. But somebody is chanting, let them chant Upamshu, let them chant Manasik, let them chant Vachik. It doesn't matter. But when they are thirsty, when they're hungry, when they want to hear, then give feedback. Don't shove the philosophy down their throat. Chala ja, abhi tere ko dikhaunga. There are three types of japa. Manasik japa, only Gayatri. Hare Krishna mantra, Vashik Upanju. Accept this. Do it now, come on. No, that just drives devotees away. So we should not do that. We should focus on ourselves. My quality is very low. Let me work on my own quality of japa first. Like that. Theek hai? Hare Krishna. Last question,
thank
Subhadra.
You, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a very beautiful answer. And I remember Guru Maharaj always encourages everyone to chant on even counters. If you are not able to chant on the beads, whatever is possible, but chanting is very important. As you say, like he encourages even for one mantra, he says like if 16 names, oh, you are taking this many times of Krishna's names. Wow, that's great. He encourages very nicely. Thank you, Prabhuji, for that sweet answer. That was the question from Subhadra Rani Mataji. Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Actually, he's a Hanuman devotee and he just started chanting. So he was telling, I am okay with the chanting in mind. I will count the mantras also, but I am unable to, if I am chanting on the beads, then I am getting tension that I am unable to chant. So that is the thing. So.
In the beginning, just,
yeah.
Just encourage him the way he is, the way he's chanting, and then slowly, slowly, automatically everything will happen. Now, just encourage him, appreciate him for his desire to chant, and just let him be for some time. Okay? Yeah. Darshini Mataji, you want to say something?
Yes, Prabhuji, I just wanted to thank you very much. Like yesterday in the Bhagavad Gita class, you mentioned one instruction that every time we are on crossroads, we should always think if this will favor our Krishna consciousness or not. So it helped me a lot in taking a minor decision today. So thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so we'll stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna vancha kalpatarubhyasya vasudevi deva chapatitanam pavanebhyo
paravaro vaishnavebhyo
namo namo namanta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai shila prabhupada ki jai
te sadhika dadar prabhuji ki jai prabhuji
thank you so much
prabhuji hare krishna
thank you everyone for joining today's session we'll close the call
prabhuji hare krishna